singing to you all night long. I've had a melody in my head since you walked in here and knocked me dead. Yeah, girl, you make me want to write a song. And it goes like,
CQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A sign of a possible breakthrough in easing the humanitarian suffering inside Gaza as trucks filled with humanitarian aid that have sat idle for days in Egypt are now on the move, crossing into southern Gaza. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said during a visit to the Rafah crossing on Friday,
"These trucks are not just trucks. They are the lifeline. They are the difference between life and death for so many people in Gaza."
Over a million people have been displaced in Gaza, with many of those heeding Israel's warning to evacuate from the north to the south. Residents in need of water, food, and medical equipment. Overwhelmed hospitals have had to ration supplies and conserve fuel. More than 200 trucks with some 3,000 tons of humanitarian aid are now crossing over the border. With continuing coverage of the Israel-Hamas war, this is ABC News. Public school teachers in Portland, Oregon, voting to authorize a strike starting next month.
Among the sticking points, teacher pay, mental health help for students, student discipline, and class size. The teachers and Portland Public Schools have been meeting for months but don't have an agreement. Angela Bonilla is the head of the union.
We, as educators, need pay that is close to the cost of living.
Portland Public Schools says if teachers do hit the picket lines next month, it will have to shut down campuses during the strike. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A judge ruling that conspiracy theorist Alex Jones's bankruptcy will not protect him from paying more than $1 billion to the families of some of the victims of the Sandy Hook school shooting. Jones has filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy, but legal judgments can't be discharged if they result from willful and malicious injury. A judge finding that Jones's conduct in defaming the families of the victims by calling the shooting a hoax met that standard. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows around 35 overnight under cloudy skies with scattered rain showers likely. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High of 48, cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 34. Temperatures near average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 40s to the lower 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 35 overnight. We should top off around 48 tomorrow. Lows level off around 34 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 39.
great tune from Lady A. It's Need You Now. Got George Burge on the way. Lots of great country coming up. Kenny Chesney's got a keg in the closet. Hopefully there's some ice around it. It's Parker McCollum now and Burn It Down.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
We had a dog named Bocephus living in the front yard. He liked sleeping out on top of the car. He drank beer out of a mason jar and he climbed up on everyone in bed. A white frame house in a college town. A bunch of people always hanging around. No real problems we needed to drown, but we tried our best anyway. We went to class just to pass the time. Back in 89 we had a keg in the closet. Taught me how to score. right there on the lambda car porch. Mary Ann, tell me a little more about a one what you can't have. Sweatshirts and flag football. Spring breaks down in Panama.
My hands and my eyes and my
yours with Mind on You. Well, ESPN suffered some serious technical difficulties late in the WNBA Finals Game 4 the other night, but they did manage to fix it just before the Las Vegas Aces won their second straight crown. So congratulations to the Aces. Not sure how we knew they had technical difficulties. It's not like many people were watching it.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com. Or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
What do you listen?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Just like you always said we would. And packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye. Money talks, but I ain't buying.
98QCountry.com.
Johnson and the Painter, his new album Leather, coming out next month. Can't wait to check that out. My name's Penrod. A lot of talk about Ozempic, people losing weight with this, well, it was a diabetes drug. And now food manufacturers, candy makers are thinking, we're going to have to do something about this, because from one thing I understand about Ozempic, it curbs your appetite for sweets. Well, the makers of Kit Kat, Nestle, they're developing companion products because they don't want to lose customers who are on Ozempic. It's that big a deal now. It must really work. Where can I get some of that?
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Join the Shawnee School District on October 26th and 30th at the South Campus between 6 and 9 p.m., where you can provide input for the long-range strategic plan. You can enjoy refreshments, childcare, and student presentations. Please RSVP by October 19th by calling 715-762-2474, extension 2229, or emailing sarntsen at cstick@12.net. Again, that's October 26th and 30th at the South Campus.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q. Country.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows around 35 overnight under cloudy skies with scattered rain showers likely. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High of 48, cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 34. Temperatures near average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 40s to the lower 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 35 overnight. We should top off around 48 tomorrow. Lows level off around 34 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 39.
So good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Joe Nichols.
It's a good day for living.
Welcome to the greatest music show on earth.
This is really good.
98 Q Country.
Yeah.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring a drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar.
Save me the trouble. Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me the trouble? Give that heartache to
Dan and Shay, save me the trouble. United Airlines is trying to save you some trouble. They're changing their boarding process so people with window seats board first. That's a pretty good idea. Then the middle seats and then the aisle seats are last. It's actually how they used to do it before switching to the front-to-back boarding. I always want a window seat or I want the jump seat. You know, I want to be the ABP, the able-bodied person, so I get to sit in front of the emergency exit. That way I get a little more leg room.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28, in-store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
Oh, I love this restaurant. Glad we got a table quickly.
What does that sign say?
Caution, wet floor?
No, right next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hey, this is Luke Combs.
Black sea was made for moving on. That girl is going on.
I love the music.
I listen to it all the time.
98 Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I. If I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear I spend more Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church. Hardcover King James, only been saving dust on the nightstand. And I don't know what to say by the time I fold my
country boy said, I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Take a break and break bread on Sunday, then do it all again, 'cause we're proud to be grabbed me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I have.